Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Robontoni. The oldest person in America just turned 115 years old.
Tony Kornheiser, Yubi Brown, right? It's got to be Yubi. Who else could it be, right?
No,
it's Yubi.
All that Yubi has done for both of us, but particularly you. Who helped break you in? Who helped break you in covering basketball low many decades ago?
But you tell me every time we make a Yubi joke that he loves it. So I'm happy to do him. He's not 115.
No, he's not.
110, not 115. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Bucks beat the Seahawks. Packers upset the Cowboys, and Jeff Saturday wins his coaching debut over Josh McDaniels. But we begin today with Minnesota and Buffalo, who produced one of the greatest late fourth quarters and overtimes in recent memory. Justin Jefferson looked like Jerry Rice. Kirk Cousins stopped at the goal line to keep Minnesota from winning. And then amazingly, Josh Allen fumbled in his own end zone to keep Buffalo from winning. Remarkably then, Allen went down the field to set up the tying field goal. The overtime, almost as dramatic, and it ended with Allen throwing an interception in the end zone. Wilbon, I know you watched. I watched. Did this win convince you to take the Vikings seriously?
Yes, it did, Tony. I think I was taking them seriously anyway because I watch more of that division. I've watched the Vikings. I know people outside of the upper Midwest don't take the Vikings seriously. They don't take Kirk Cousins seriously, particularly after he's dancing, you know, shirtless on a plane following a victory.
Yeah.
They just don't. So I like the way the Vikings play, and particularly, Tony, what Cousins does seem to know, with or without a shirt, is that he's got the greatest weapon at that position. I know I've said that Deebo Samuel is the best weapon in the league because he can run and catch. But, Tone, I don't put anybody in the paragraph of Jerry Rice. I just don't do it. You know, I threaten my own son and say, you will be disinherited if you compare anyone in this household to Jerry Rice. And now I'm doing it. I texted you in live time and I told you this was the greatest ending of a regular season football game I had ever seen.
Ever.
And it is. Yeah. I can't come up with anything else. But the Vikings, Tone, I think the Vikings are going to get challenged late in the season by the Packers, the Bears, and the Lions. I don't think they're through this yet, but I take them seriously now.
I do as well. I take them seriously. They are 8-1. The only team they've lost to is Philadelphia, which hasn't lost at all at this point. They win close games all the time. 7 of their 8 games are one-score games. That means they're winners, and they know how to win games. I mean, that's an important aspect to this. I think they're a very good team at this point, and I trashed Kirk Cousins for years. I'm not trashing him today. He stood up. He played great. Even when he went down at the end zone and he didn't get in, that was the right call, and he made the right play. I have worries for Buffalo now, Mike. These are 2 very bad losses in a
row
to the Jets in division and to the Vikings in a game they should have won.
Both going to the playoffs.
Now, I accept the fact that Josh Allen made up for a mistake by going down the field for the tying score. But, Mike, that fumble was atrocious.
Yeah.
It was atrocious. And his last pass getting picked off was very, very bad. There's no other words to say. This is the 4th time in the last 2 weeks this has happened to Josh Allen in or near the end zone. And, Mike, I said this to you yesterday in real time. Do you think that he can recover from this?
Yeah.
Or is the cumulative burden
of it
too great to bear?
Tony, you know, his personality seems like if I was going to pick a guy or two to go through this, I might pick Josh Allen. And I love the way at the mic at the end of the game, he said, hey, this is on me. I've got to be better. He didn't say we. He didn't blame the offensive coordinator. He didn't blame his head coach. He didn't talk about play calling. He said, this is on me.
That's right.
I love him. I love his demeanor during the game and after the game. Yes, those are bad turnovers. You're right. And what, 6 picks in 3 games? I'm with you on that. But I'm not ready to be down on Buffalo yet, but I'm ready to be up on the Vikings for now. For now. I think the Vikings got some tough games to go.
To reemphasize what you said, as Kirk Cousins was, and give him credit, matriculating the ball down the field in the fourth quarter. He had third and long. He had fourth and long. He got it up and close enough to Jefferson.
He did.
Who every single play he made was dramatic. And the one-handed catch is among the greatest catches I've ever seen.
It is. Among the greatest catches. And he, again, I'm putting him in a conversation with Jerry Rice. Maybe I'm insane, but, you know.
Don't do that.
Don't do that yet. Don't do that. It's like putting Derrick Henry in with Jim Brown. You and Sapp say to me, shut up, don't do that. Let's move to two unexpected results. In the early morning, way too early morning, Kornheiser special game in Munich. Tom Brady and the Bucks beat Geno Smith and the Seahawks. And later in Lambeau, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers beat Dak Prescott and the Cowboys. Tom, which of these results was more surprising to you?
Rodgers by a factor of 10,000.
Yeah.
Tom Brady went out, and Tom Brady beat a pretty good team. Seattle's a pretty good team. And as you say, that was in Germany. Tom Brady's team led the entire way, and Tom Brady landed the plane. Aaron Rodgers was down, coming out of, I think, five straight losses, was down 14 points in the fourth quarter to a team we think is a very good team.
Yeah.
Dallas. Okay? And Aaron Rodgers in the first half of that game, except for one long touchdown pass, looked completely disinterested in the game. Maybe he threw six or eight passes. He looked like he wanted to get off the field. And then late in the game, we saw Aaron Rodgers for perhaps the first time all year. And in the overtime, when Mike McCarthy went on fourth and four and didn't get it and took his headset off and threw it down with a ferocity, must have shattered it into 1,000 pieces. Everybody watching that game, you, me, and everyone else, knew Aaron Rodgers was going to go down the field and win again.
Yeah, Tony, the place that you and I disagreed in real time is when you called me and said he looks disinterested, what's wrong with him? I said to you, no, we've been screaming for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers to run the damn football for weeks. So they did it. So that took to me discipline. And Aaron Rodgers, that may not be the primary way he wants to play, but it was the best way to play. And by the way, I saw this graphic yesterday. I'm going to presume it's accurate. The Cowboys in franchise history, 195-0 when leading by 14 in the fourth quarter. That's really a wow. I saw that graphic. Now
it's one. Now it's 195-1.
Yeah. But Tone, I give Aaron Rodgers credit for doing what he needed to do in real time for his team, not for his own glory. That's a big win. They saved their season, at least temporarily. We've seen the Packers under Favre and Rodgers do this. We've seen them do it.
Maybe it's a turnaround. Maybe. But let me just give you this quickly. He has, what do they have? Tennessee and Philadelphia, the next two.
Yep.
Then they have the Vikings and the Dolphins.
You got to win.
Tampa Bay's 5-5, Mike.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay's in a rancid division. They're going to make the playoffs. And his turnaround was last week against the Rams at the end of the game.
Yeah, no surprise there. No surprise.
Jeff Saturday's Colts won yesterday, beating the Raiders behind their once again starting quarterback, Matt Ryan. Saturday is now 1-0 as an NFL head coach. Across the aisle, Josh McDaniels is now 7-24 in his last 31, and he's 2-7 this season. After the game, Raiders quarterback Derek Carr said with great emotion that not everyone on his team cares as much as they should. Wilbon, would you rather start with Saturday's win or Carr's reaction to his loss?
Well, like a lot of people at this network, I was certainly rooting for Jeff Saturday, who I know. And Carr, who I don't, really struck me, however, because I watched the whole thing. You know, I watched his whole post-game. He was like he needed a sofa. He should have been laying on a sofa with a shrink in the room instead of other reporters. And I just thought, this guy feels this. There ain't nothing phony about this. Now, you may not like it. You may not like your football players to go to their knees and be almost weepy at the end of the game. I do, because it shows no matter how much money you make and no matter how much glory and fame you could be covered in, this is like a little kid's game to you and you care that much. And good for Derek Carr. I'm happy for just Saturday, but I wonder what's going to happen in, I almost said Oakland, in Las Vegas. Because, Tone, that coach, he ain't never got it done as a head coach. He's been terrific as a coordinator. Somebody will hire him back. And I know there are denials all the time about him getting fired, but why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you fire?
All right, so I will start with Derek Carr. I watch him. He does this after almost every single game. And the way you give Josh Allen credit, I'll give Derek Carr credit. He puts it on himself, says it's his fault.
Yes.
But then he sits there and he wonders why his team has lost. Well, they're 2-7. That's a lot of wonder. They are to losing close games what Minnesota is to winning close games. They have lost. They're 0-6 in one-score games. They're losers. It should be obvious. They were a playoff team last year. They added Devontae Adams, if I'm not mistaken, who is a great player. And they got rid of the interim coach, Rich Bisaccia, who took them to the playoffs, who kept the team together after
bad
the John Gruden mess
bad
and
move.
Won four in a row to get there. And they hired a guy who it's simply not working at all. I, too, like you, I'm happy for Jeff Saturday. I don't think they're any good, but they won on the road and they play the schedule they get. Here's what they got coming up. Eagles, Steelers, at Cowboys, at Vikings, Chargers, at Giants. Maybe win two
it's
of those.
Hard.
But at least today, Jeff Saturday can be happy.
Winner
and
circle.
The people that knocked that higher have to shut up for at least a week. Let's take a break. Coming up was TCU's win over Texas, the biggest result of the college football weekend.
Is it time to go all in on the Miami Dolphins?
Mike, I had written the Packers off. They had lost five in a row. I thought they were listless.
I told you
I was
not
wrong.
To
I
do
wrote
that.
Them off.
I wrote them off. I told you wait.
I did.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Crown Royal. Live generously and life will treat you royally. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Crown Royal, part of Happy Hour.
It's time to find out what's the haps with the hoi polloi. Somebody translate for me. Let's see what's first. Oh, I get to see what's first.
Mail time.
I don't have to twirl my hand. Here we go. What was your biggest takeaway from the college football weekend?
Tone, I know there were results in terms of games I could focus on, like Texas Tech beating Texas in a competitive game. But I'm not going there. TCU. I'm going to go to a young man that we know from right here in the District of Columbia, Caleb Williams, Tony. Because Saturday, he didn't have his best game, 14-26, although 3 touchdowns passing, 2 touchdowns rushing, accounted for 5, had 1 of his 2 picks on the year. Yes, I said only 2 picks on the year. Tony, even in the 1 loss that USC has, and I got him as my favorite to win the Heisman because of these results, he had 5 passing touchdowns against Utah in a game that USC lost. They're going to play UCLA this week. I'm really looking forward to that. I got Caleb Williams ahead of the young man at Tennessee, ahead of C.J. Stroud at Ohio State, Hendon Hooker at Tennessee. As the Heisman Trophy favorite right now in my house, his numbers are clearly better. 1 loss.
I'm going to go to teams. My first thought was that TCU validated the ranking because they went to Texas, a ranked team, and they beat Texas, and they look like a playoff team. My second thought was about the conference you just mentioned, that the Pac-10, and I'll call them the Pac-10, thank you, they imploded. UCLA lost. Oregon lost.
Yeah.
2 losses there out. I think that hurts USC because it's hard to now find a signature win that USC can get. My third takeaway was about Tennessee. Their strategy is clearly to score 60 and 70 and 80 points whenever they can to come in as a 1-loss team. But, Mike, to me, the path is easier and more defined for a 2-loss team, for LSU. Because if they beat Georgia in the SEC championships, they're in, and so
is Georgia.
I don't want them. I don't want any two lost teams in this year. Not yet.
Should we be all in on the Dolphins, or are you reserving judgment because they just beat the Lions, Bears, and now the Browns?
No, I was in on the Dolphins before that. And if Tua's out there healthy, and he has been, starting and finishing games, then, no, the Dolphins' tone, I'm not going to call them the 72 Dolphins because they can't be that. It can't be perfect. But they look pretty damn close to perfect with him out there. And so, yes, I am all in on the Dolphins. Their defense is good enough, and particularly with Bradley Chubb out there rushing the passer after they got him in a trade. And the offense is nuclear. The offense, when he's out there, Tua can get all of this done, and he seems to keep himself out of harm's way. Yes, I'm all in on Miami, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't begrudge the teams they've beaten. You play the schedule they give you, and so I don't care about that. I'm not certain I'm all in on the Dolphins. I'm all in on Tua.
Okay.
I now understand
Fair
why
enough.
Tanking for Tua a few years ago was pretty smart. 7-0 in games that he starts and finishes. Since he came back from the concussion, 4-0, 10 touchdown passes, no interceptions, 308 yards passing per
Perfect.
Game. And he's only been sacked twice.
Perfect.
He's only been sacked twice.
Yeah.
So as you look around in the AFC, and as I said in our first segment, Buffalo has hurt itself. They are not necessarily the front runner. Kansas City wins games, but not by large, impressive margins. The emergent team, to me, would be Miami. And what I find most interesting, and we talk about this a lot, the two Alabama quarterbacks, Tua and Jalen Hurts, who were under the most glare and doubt at the beginning of the season.
Perfect.
Their combined record in games they start and finish is 15-0.
Yeah.
It's 15-0, right? What more do you want?
It's really good, Tone. And by the way, when they put those graphics up on today's Miami team led by Tua, and they go back to first time since 1984, they're going against Dan Marino. Come on now.
Dan Marino.
All in.
Enough email. Let's take one last break. Still to come, should Bears fans like Wilbon focus on Justin Fields' play or that loss to the Lions?
They've left us no choice. And Joel Embiid goes for 59. Does that mean the Sixers are back on track? Embiid.
I told you a couple of weeks ago that Jalen Hurts was my first half MVP.
Yeah.
I got Tua a second, but I do have Jalen Hurts one.
I got Jalen Hurts one. By the way, Justin Jefferson might be three.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Monday Night Countdown from the home of the undefeated Eagles, and you have something special for us.
Yes, we do, Susie. We have a sit-down with Jalen Hurts and the quarterbacks that paved the way for him right here in Philly.
We'll see you at the top of the hour from Monday Night Countdown.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Crown Royal. Live generously, and life will treat you royally. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 24th birthday, Devontae Smith, the Heisman winner at Alabama in 2020 and a member of two national championships there. In his senior year, Smith had 117 catches and 23 receiving touchdowns. If Smith were still at Alabama, they might not have those two losses they're saddled with now. Smith was the overall number 10 pick in the NFL draft by Philadelphia, where we will see him tonight on Monday Night Football. Last year as a rookie, Smith had 64 catches and 5 touchdowns. So far this year, Smith has 40 catches and 2 touchdowns. Mike, I wonder what his comfort level is having Jalen Hurts, an Alabama teammate, throwing to him.
I'm sure it's high, Tony. How about those number of Heisman winners? What is it, 4 for Nick Saban down at Alabama? It's amazing. And Smith, some people thought he was gonna just too small and might be brittle in the NFL. Hasn't turned out to be that way at all.
Not at all. Happy anniversary, Don Shula. On this day 29 years ago, the late legendary Miami Dolphins coach passed Papa Bear George Halas for most wins ever in the NFL by a head coach. Shula, who coached the Baltimore Colts before coaching the Dolphins, finished with 328 regular season victories. And that is 33 more victories than Bill Belichick, who now sits in third place behind Shula and Halas. Shula retired at age 65. Belichick is 70 years old now. If Belichick wins 3 or 4 more games this year at New England, he might well catch Shula in 3 more full seasons. Mike, do you think he will stay and try and do that?
Tony, I don't see that. And Belichick is such a passionate student of history, all history, but of course, NFL history. You know he knows everything Shula ever did along the way. And it just it strikes me that given his great respect for Shula and history, that it wouldn't matter to him. If he's winning, maybe he'll stick around because he feels great, but not just to beat Shula. I don't necessarily see that.
Happy trails to a 14-point fourth quarter lead for your Chicago Bears. The Detroit Lions scored 21 points in the fourth quarter to beat the Bears for their second straight win yesterday, 31-30. DeAndre Swift started it with a 9-yard run. Jeff Okuda had a 20-yard interception return, but Justin Fields shook off that pick, and then he ran 67 yards to put the Bears back on top 30-24. In hindsight, the crusher for the Bears, as usual, a kicker, Cairo Santos, missing the PAT. Jared Goff then led the Lions on a 91-yard drive, culminating with a 1-yard touchdown by Jamal Williams. Detroit's extra point provided the margin of victory. Wilbon, Fields ran for 147 yards, passed for 167. You already love him, right?
Oh, absolutely, Tony. Look, Tone, already in just these few games, he has put himself up there with performances, not career achievement, performances that remind some of us old heads of Sayers, number 40, Peyton, 34. You know how difficult it is for me to say that. Justin Fields has had like 3 or 4 weeks in a row now. We can't beat anybody. We have no defense. They traded away the defense and they finished it when they got rid of Quinn and Roquan Smith. We got to forget about that. We got to revel in the development of Justin Fields. Long way to go. But oh my God, he has the tools.
You know, historically, Ohio State quarterbacks
don't
aren't
anything.
Great in the
Nothing.
NFL. You know that.
Yeah.
Let me go to the other side on this. Earlier in the year, there was some talk of getting rid of the coach at Detroit. That guy, his team is so spirited. You know what I mean? When you watch them play, they never think they're out of it.
Yeah.
Now, he said crazy things about biting people's kneecaps, but that team plays for him. They play for him. He ought to get some credit.
They played too well
yesterday. Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Yesterday, Joel Embiid had 59, Darius Garland had 51, Anthony Davis had 37. Which was most notable?
Oh, Embiid. I mean, Garland was great, but they didn't win. They lost 4 straight. Now, Embiid, Tone, I know you don't like to give Embiid a kiss, but
Yappy.
I will. Come on now.
Yappy.
The Niners beat the Chargers. Yappy. Did that impress you?
Yeah, I think the Niners are going to get better and better and better as the season goes along, but the Chargers were +7 and only lost by 6, so they covered. Top college hoops prospect DJ Wagner chose Kentucky over Louisville today. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but we're talking about DeJuan Wagner's son and Milt Wagner's grandson. You and I covered games that Milt Wagner played in. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
The Bruins are 14-2 and have started a team record 9-0 at home. Is that a big deal?
They're an original team. If this is a record at home, that's a big deal. Last one, number 3, Texas, and number 6, UConn. Women's college hoops tonight. Who you got?
I'm just going to say this. UConn to be number 6 without their best player, Paige Bueckers, who I guess is out for the season, that is impressive all on its own.
We're out of time. We will try and do better the next time. Elizabeth and Ron, congratulations.
Congratulations indeed. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. Now to get you set for Monday Night Football, here's Susie Culber and the Countdown crew. Some bash, Tony. Behind.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America.
Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.